I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisAnneHall.com. Liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. I'm here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall, and we endeavor to bring to you Monday through Thursday on the Daily Journal and a double dose on Saturday, the truth, fact, history, constitution, and principle behind your current events. Quite the contradiction to what you see in the fake news, political propaganda, and agenda-driven media that we have. We give it to you the way you deserve to have it, the way you need to have it, not the way that they scatter the crumbs in your direction. So, JC, I have a special article story to lead off just for you this morning. Are you ready? It is, Florida teacher is fired for giving students a 0% who did not do their work, failed to turn in their assignment, because St. Lucie, Florida says that the lowest possible grade a student can get is 50%. How do you feel about that?
Say what now?
In Port St. Lucie, Florida, a teacher was fired for giving her students a 0 because they failed to turn in their assignment at all. They didn't turn in anything at all. And the policy in the student parent home handbook says that no zeros will be given to students and the lowest possible grade they can get is 50%.
So nothing is half in the liberal lefty world? Nothing equals half.
Half is
half
zero.
Half equals nothing.
Half equals zero. And zero
equals 50%.
Zero is unlawful. Yeah. So she actually leaves
you
on
gotta
the
correct that old song. Nothing from nothing equals half. I don't know if.
So she left a message on the whiteboard to her students. These are what grade were they? Just says K through 8. She says, bye, kids. Miss Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing in anything. She wrote a heart and then her name. Her students responded and said, you were right about not giving people 50s. Look at what
students are smarter than the administrators.
Yeah,
by the way, I just figured out the math.
Yeah.
Correct myself.
Okay.
So if it's nothing from nothing equals nothing, right, is the song. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many remember that. Nothing from nothing.
Is
leaves
not
nothing.
Yeah, right.
Right. So if it's 50%, it's actually 50% of 50% would be 25%. Right? So since nothing is 50%, then nothing from nothing leaves 25%. Okay. So I just wanted to get the math right.
People
I think
like
I
it
did.
When people like it when you're
that.
Funny. So
right.
So the local news station, WPTV, talks to a parent at the school who says, you don't know what's going on at home. What you see is front level.
Gosh.
Because if my son blatantly chooses not to do it, he knows he's got an issue. Ain't that right?
Can you mute me so I can puke?
Well, see, here's the thing. This says the parent agrees with the policy of 50%, but I'm not.
But the student doesn't?
But the student doesn't, right? The student doesn't. How ridiculous. This is our state of Florida that we live in. This is Port St. Lucie.
Well, what was, when I taught in the school, what was the thing that I always said about the kids?
I don't remember.
We would have great kids.
Yeah, if it weren't for their parents.
There you go. So here's an example.
So that's what I said when I was a prosecutor and dealing with juvenile justice system. Mm-hmm. You remember the mother who couldn't keep her 9-year-old daughter at home.
Yeah. What do I do?
What do I do? She keeps running away. I said, so lock the door. Well, I lock the door and then she goes out the window. So I looked her dead in the eye. And I said,
nail the window shut.
Nail the window shut. And she was aghast. She's like, you want me to imprison my child? I said, well, here's the bare cold facts. Either you do it or I will.
Yep.
And so, because the kid was not just simply
meaning
running
in
around. Meaning in right. real prison, yep. right? In real juvenile detention center. And it wasn't that the child was just running around. I mean, this child was vandalizing. This child was stealing. And so we were criminally prosecuting this child. And the mother said, I can't nail the window shut. I'll imprison my child.
And the state's about to imprison her for you.
Yeah, so you do it or I will do it. And she will probably like her bedroom a whole lot more than she likes juvenile detention
center. So it sounds like that parent was from Port St. Lucie, or maybe educated in the Port St. Lucie
I just
schools.
Don't know. I mean, seriously, I get so sick of this excuse. You don't know what's going on at home.
Why is our state always such a stinking laughingstock?
I know. It's like we're so the ones that have the pregnant pig amendment in our Constitution.
What is wrong with Florida? Regular Florida, for how many, and this is the crazy thing, for how many decades now we've had Florida executive, right? The executive completely controlled by Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
The House completely controlled by Republicans. The Senate completely controlled by Republicans. It's just, and the state seems like a stinking loony bin.
Well, here's something that Mike.
Is it all you people coming from other states messing up our state?
No.
Because we're the tourist destination?
Yeah, so no, here's what the thing is. See, I think, and this may be chapping some people, but I think that actual
You're
division.
Not about to attack my state, are you?
No, I'm not. No, it's my state, too. I think that political division creates a healthy environment. I believe that we don't need different parties, but we don't need total agreement.
Right.
We need people to be constantly opposing government. And when you have the House, the Senate, the governor, the attorney general, the commissioner of agriculture, you have everything within a solid government, one party.
Yeah, but this has slipped
through. That is insanity.
This has to have slipped through the cracks. Surely Republicans hadn't come up with this idea. I mean, this is lefty lunacy.
Yeah, no, this is crazy.
This is the new
touchy-feely. No, this is Common Core.
Yeah,
this is Common Core.
This is the new touchy-feely, world is upside down, good is bad, lefty fantasy world.
But I'll still go back to my point because I think that without open, honest dissension, discussion, and debate, then it sets a sort of standard across the people that we have to go along to get along because our government always gets along with each other. I you know what? I long for government interaction like parliament, where they're fist fights and throw chairs at each other.
All right.
Because they're passionate about something like that.
Gone off the rails here. I don't know how that's going to fix idiots in this school system.
But how many other school districts are like this in Florida? This is the Florida Department of Education. These handbooks are you know, they're cookie cutters set out. So this has to be, I'm hoping and praying that this is something that this particular school district, because Port St. Lucie is not the only place in that school district, right? So I'm hoping that this is just some kind of policy that is exclusive to Port St. Lucie.
So parents,
that they're not totally insane everywhere else.
How many of your schools give grades lower than 50, and are you okay with that?
And here we go. This is reason 757 why Colton will not go to public school. You know, I mean, serious, this is crazy. Parents, get involved. Because when you're not involved, this is what happens. So here's the thing. She says, you don't know what's going on at home. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to go on at home if my son comes home and without doing his work. Right?
No, I was just thinking when you what you said before that in at a homeschool, that's like it's not a thing because you're right. you're not going to not do your work.
Right.
You can't not do your work.
When mom and dad are teachers. Well, you can if you're you have a parent that doesn't really homeschool.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean.
So the homeschool is rude.
But I'm not going to be like, okay, that's a zero. Right. Let's move on.
No.
No.
No. That will be done
so,
or you will do
so
nothing else.
So in that sense, you don't get zeros here either because that's not acceptable.
Well, you're not going to get a 50% here
you're
either.
You're not getting that either. You will do it 8 times in a row if you have to.
Poor Colton. Everybody, the life of a homeschool student.
Well, and that's the thing, again, go into this educational philosophy thing. You know, you're in such a one-size-fits-all. You're in the sort of flow of the system, right, where it's grades and it's check the boxes. For us, it's about learn the concepts. Learn what you're supposed to learn. So you're not like, oh, you took this test and, oh, you got this grade, and now let's move on. No, you get a 50. Well, obviously, you're not getting this.
Right.
So we're going to revisit this.
We're
not just going to move on and say, okay, you got a low grade, next topic.
Well, Colton isn't that. And I think homeschool students have to be self-motivators. They have to be people who get the work done. And Colton never intentionally leaves work undone. I think what we're dealing with here are kids who just simply don't. What's going on at home. The parents aren't watching the schoolwork. They're not viewing the schoolwork. So
kids are kids. I mean, it's different kids regardless. Because when I was in school, any work that I didn't have to do or whatever, I'm going to do that. I'm going to skip it, avoid it. What have you.
But you have to admit that if your mother had been teaching that would be in a different story.
The difference here is the expectations, right?
Right.
You always have kids throughout eternity who, they don't want to do work, don't want to do homework. The problem here is you're essentially sort of, what are we saying? We're institutionalized, systematizing bad behavior. You know, like, okay, if you don't do your work, Because like in this case, I know, well, I can not do it, but I at least get a 50, and that's going to average better for me.
Right,
so I have to do less.
No work is halfway done.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. And can I have a told-you-so moment?
What's that?
The House is getting ready to vote to do what? Avert the government shutdown.
Oh, wow.
Didn't I say this? I don't remember if it was this week or last week. It may have even been yesterday. I said, watch out, because we're coming up on an election term, we're going to have a government shutdown drama. Isn't that, are you sick of this? I see you. You're like almost speechless because you're so sick of this.
Well, what bothers me is it's so ho-hum, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that ought to signal a serious problem. Mm-hmm. If every stinking session we're voting to avoid a government shutdown, that has to mean something. But it's just like it's not even happening. It's just normal now. It's normal.
Well, but the thing is that you don't get a crisis. I mean, the last 2 years they went through a vote to avert the shutdown, but it wasn't some big crisis. This year it's going to be a big crisis because they want to get people out to vote. Because Trump wants a wall and Congress says no, and the Dems want something and Congress says no, and yet we're spending. And what we don't realize is that we've already passed these little things called mini buses, right? Which have actually added to the spending, but they don't have to account for that in the budget because they're actually like mini credit line increases that don't get they're hidden from the people in the budget.
And it would probably be highly politically incorrect for me at this moment to connect Congress with this mini bus idea, right? Because riding the short bus.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably that joke doesn't go here.
Completely incorrect.
No, but the thing is, and I get the drama and use it as crisis and manipulate all this. I'm talking about the structural thing, the fact that there's a thing that we have to, you know, do something. Or the government. It's like if your dumb cousin is every day is running out of the gas on the side of the road, okay? And then his mom,
dumb cousin,
his mom brings him a gas can to fill up his car so he can keep riding. Okay, somebody ought to catch a snap. Something's wrong with your dumb cousin. He shouldn't be driving. There's a problem here. So if the government is running out of stinking money every time, and they're having to do this every single session. Hello, your dumb cousin's running out of gas sitting on the side of the road. That's a problem.
Not only that, it's happening throughout the year. You never hear about it. They silently pass these mini buses, which increase their spending.
Short bus.
And we mentioned on the show before that, 80% of this budget is actually going to the military complex. Now, this article on MSN says that we're actually going to be adding to that $7 billion more in disaster aid. I'm seriously wondering. How does this run out? I mean, this concept that we have this unlimited bank account is mind-blowing. I don't get it. How do the people not realize that government has to run out sooner or later?
That's when you get into the idea of the Federal Reserve and the money printing machines. I mean, because it's not money. They don't have this money. That's the thing. They're not. They run out of money. They're printing money, which
I
really not printing it.
I understand that, but the concept of printing money makes money is so elementary that the people of America can't be that stupid. And it's not about ignorance, okay? It's not about ignorance. It's about stupidity. Because if I go outside and if I go in the office and I start cutting up rectangular pieces of paper and coloring them green and writing numbers on them, they don't become magic for me. I just miss this concept of how the American people think that something magic happens when the government makes rectangular pieces of green paper.
That's the concept of fiat and whatever. But the process of them doing this, it devalues our money. Totally screws with the economy, inflation, deflation, just all this market manipulation. That's what's going on here. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts.
It's very disappointing to me because now we're going to have to get into this discussion all about what the president can do and what he can't do.
As there again, men tear up our Constitution, and from every direction we cry revolution, standing together and without permission, soldiers for truth in the war of attrition, the love of our country as our
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Oh, but I'm only a stranger here. I'm a long, long way from my home. And I'm going to change all the things I find strange.
Thank you, Jordan Page, for your talent. Thank you, Jordan Page, for your dedication to Liberty. Hey, I want to mention to you that we have great resources at chrisannhall.com. We have great resources at libertyfirstuniversity.com. We have a YouTube channel for Liberty First University. We have a YouTube channel for chrisannhall.com. We have videos. We have articles and articles that will help you with these situations. I mean, I don't know. Here's the crazy thing, JC. I don't have to publish a new article every year. I can just recycle the one that I wrote 4 years ago because guess what? The standard of the Constitution never changes. And these idiots
keep doing the same thing.
They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. We've got to find a way. And I'm pleading with you out there listening to the show. We've got to find a way to stop this insanity. It is absolutely insane. Let me just repeat, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Bush, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump, the president does not have constitutional authority to filibuster, to veto a budget bill. As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican Senate, a Democrat Senate, or a Corky the Clown Senate, which might be a little bit of both, given my outrage at this point. They don't have the constitutional authority to filibuster a budget. And it is just simple. It is simple because not only of what the Constitution says in Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1, but simple because the founders themselves, the drafters, I know that word founder means I'm a racist, so we'll change that now.
Really?
Yeah. Saying founding, a founder is a racist comment because it's the connotation of founding fathers. And since I am now a founding father who is a white slave, rich slave owner, I am now racist for saying founders.
That took too much explanation.
Yeah, well, so did
that's why that shouldn't
articulate
have that connotation.
Right, exactly. So here's my point.
If you got to go that deep to explain why that's racist, my goodness.
So, the drafters of the Constitution explained in great detail. Not only did they explain, they had like total discussions on this thing. Well, the House alone was given the taxing and the spending. The House alone is in charge of the budget. There must be a reason for this. Yes, you're right. There's a reason for this. This is the exact conversation that took place that is actually in writing. And so I get so mad. And then you get idiots. And I just say that so profoundly, with great conviction, idiots like Tim Walberg who say, well, Congress can spend on whatever they can get a majority to vote to spend, and that the Constitution is not really a limiting document, but an example of unattainable perfection. If I were not a Christian woman, I think that I might have slapped him in the face.
Ow.
But so I am a Christian woman and I am in control of myself, obviously more so than he is. So I want to I just want us to understand.
He did put his hands on you.
He did. He did. And that's why I said I am in better control than he is. So I just look, we got to get this stuff straight. We got to get it right. We got to know that this cannot continue. And you know what really probably makes me madder than anything, JC?
Mr. Wahlberg was a pastor, by the way.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah. The guy that barked at you like that and then tried to bump you and manhandle me.
He grabbed me by the arm and pulled me.
Yeah, pastor.
Pastor.
Shameful.
Wow.
So I thought maybe he was an attorney. I mean, a lot of these guys are attorneys, right?
This is Tim Walberg. He's a U.S. congressman from Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. But a lot of these guys are attorneys. When you talk about the ridiculous notions that they have, a lot of stuff comes from law school. This brainwashing that you've talked about,
right.
Federal supremacy, and just the corrupted notions that they have about the Constitution. I mean, look, like Yale, I think, this week, canceled class. Yale Law School cancels class so students can whine about Kavanaugh, or they use the term protest. But so
we have to, we do our daily.
That's
this
what you're
is
dealing
our
with.
Daily Kavanaugh
yeah,
section.
Yeah, daily Kavanaugh. No, but that's Kavanaugh. What you're dealing with. I'm saying so many of these are law schools. Look at what the law school does. Look at what they teach. You got
garbage.
Yale.
They teach
Yale
garbage.
Law supposed to be at the tops. What are they doing? These little whiny lefty brainwashed snowflakes. We're going to cancel classes so you can yell and scream about Kavanaugh.
See, here's the thing. Yale should be teaching due process, not the court of public opinion, right?
Right.
And here, and okay, so Kavanaugh deserves the right to due process. He does not deserve to be a justice, okay? He deserves the right to due process. Now, he can be appointed as a justice if he is qualified, and I do believe that character is an issue. But he does deserve due process in the criminal accusations that are against him. We have people who are making accusations who are refusing to actually even come and testify. That is a violation of every principle of due process.
I can't believe the level of this stuff. They're talking about, they're now getting into comments a 17-year-old boy wrote in his yearbook.
Well, they're talking
it's
about the fact that he had a drinking issue in high school.
Uh-huh.
High school boys. How many high school boys did you know that had a drinking issue in high school?
No, you got to flip that question. Okay. I knew five who didn't.
But that's not who you are 36 years later. And I think that the people who should be voicing this should be saying, look, and Kavanaugh should be saying, yeah, okay, so I drank too much in high school. I was immature. I didn't understand consequences. I didn't understand what I was doing. But I am a father. I am a husband. I am a property owner. I live a reasonable, responsible life now. You know, I learned from my mistakes as a teenager,
man,
for Pete's sakes.
I don't have hair, but it makes me want to pull my hair out. The fact that you even have to answer this lunacy.
I know.
The fact that this gets a platform.
Which is why I said
it's
that
lunacy.
Let's look into the drinking and partying practices of our congressman today. Right. Let's look at that today. Let's not harass somebody over who they were before before they finished puberty. Right. Let's deal with who you are as an adult. Let's deal with what's going on.
I don't know. It's to me, it's like you've already lost when you entertain it in the first place. To even have the discussion, to even formulate a response, should be able to laugh in their face and go, you're an idiot. Next,
right. So speaking of next, I wanted to bring this up. There's an NSA employee who took secret files home, and now he's been sentenced to 66 years in prison.
Woo, I'm glad I put my files back.
I knew it was going to come. But can anybody say Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, seriously, this is what we were talking about when all of this came out with Hillary Clinton and the emails and the top secret. So he removed and retained U.S. property, including documents and writings that contained national defense information classified as top secret and SCI.
Last name, Pho. That sounds Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So I guess it's racist.
Here's the thing. Hillary Clinton had top secret documents on a personal server, right? That is her own personal property. That's the same as removing them from a government facility.
Yeah, that was accessed by a foreign.
That was accessed by foreign government,
yeah.
Right? That said top secret on it. Hillary Clinton gets away with it by saying, oh, I didn't know that that code meant top secret. I didn't know that code meant classified. And yet this guy, I'm not defending this guy, okay? But I'm just saying, what we have now is direct evidence, I would say more direct evidence, because we brought up direct evidence back then, that there is a different standard for people in government than there are for American citizens.
You know what this is direct evidence of? The fact that James Comey should be in prison with
yeah,
Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Comey saying, well, the law requires, and that was the thing that we mentioned back then, the law does not require what they call mens rea. It doesn't require intent.
Yeah.
Which is why this guy's going to prison for 66 years, because the federal prosecutors don't have to prove that he intended to take them home. Maybe he accidentally, we don't know how many documents there were. Maybe there were 75. Maybe there were two. Maybe they got stuck in his, you know, on his in a pocket in his briefcase because they were stuck by a piece of gum with other documents. Maybe he shoved them in his pocket.
They could have shoved them in his underwear and his socks.
Yeah.
Like our good Democrat buddy did and had nothing done to him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're some elite official, then it's no problem. But let's say it very clearly, because it says his plea agreement included this statement. Foe knew that he was not authorized to remove the material or, get this, store it at his home.
Yes.
That's why he's going to prison.
Right.
Hello?
So and Hillary Clinton knew, whether she says she did or not, knew, because she went through that top secret training. JC and I have been through
there's
that top
nothing,
secret training.
There's nothing this guy knew that she didn't know.
Absolutely.
First off, who is he? Right? He's an employee of NSA. She was State Department. You're
Secretary
telling me,
of State.
You're telling me she has less accountability than this low-level guy?
Yeah.
To store national security secrets. So, bottom line.
Oh, I said 66 years. It's 66 months.
Months.
Sorry. 66 so, months in prison.
So,
my bad.
Bottom line.
Nonetheless, it doesn't change the fact.
Hillary Clinton's a criminal.
She is a criminal.
And James Comey is a criminal.
Absolutely.
Period. He is a criminal.
And Jeff Sessions is a criminal because he should be bringing up these charges and demanding that the FBI prosecute her. Because we don't have a statute of limitations issue, and prosecute Comey, and prosecute anybody else who hid what Clinton was doing. All those people with their hammers destroying servers and cell phones, they need to be in prison too.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, and I'm with my husband and co-host JC Hall. I want to remind everybody that this weekend we will be in South Dakota. We will be in Rapid City, South Dakota, this Saturday at the Founding Fathers exhibit teaching on the history of the Constitution. We have two classes, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And then on Monday, I will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, teaching on state sovereignty. You can find this information at chrisannhall.com.
I want to go back to this article you're referencing, this NSA employee mishandling classified information. And you look at how they're dealing with him and how they dealt with Hillary Clinton and how Comey covered up. You basically, a large part of our government is not a functioning government. It is a mafioso ring of criminal conspirators.
Oh, it's so
That's
disgusting.
What you have.
It is so disgusting. And the fact that it becomes a political thing, right? The fact that it becomes a political thing is what's even more, because people in power are going to be striving to be above the law. But the fact that it becomes political and that you have people defending each other based on their party affiliation is what I think is even more disgusting.
I see a criminal government. I mean,
yeah.
To the level of you look at these third world countries and these dictators.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what we have. The only difference is these criminals are more sophisticated, right? These other
right.
countries, they're running around, you know, hacking people to death with machetes and, you know, torture and set them on fire, whatever. So
You don't see that.
No, we just suicide people and heart attack them.
Yeah, but they're criminals nonetheless. And it's become a large portion of our government. It's really sad. It's become so normalized that we defend a criminal, a mafioso government.
See here, and not only that, they're hypocritical. So we have now this, as RT reports, Orwellian move. Facebook teams up with the U.S. government to police fake news where? In foreign elections. I thought that we were supposed to be kicking Facebook out of the election process here in America, but now our government is using Facebook to specialize in overseas propaganda? I mean, seriously, I don't get this. And we know that we've talked about this before. We know that our government is using taxpayer dollars to create propaganda. We know that at the State Department, I forget his name, was bragging to the CFR about his job being chief propagandist for the federal government. And so what I want to know is, how is it that we can get mad at Russia or any other government for you know, being involved in Facebook and even having anything to do remotely to do with our elections when we're doing the same thing? How does that even work?
I told you, they're criminals.
And how is it that Facebook can deny their government ties? How can anybody, Zuckerberg, in any way, shape, or form, deny their political, their government ties? Now, let me ask you something. Are we supposed to believe that Facebook is teaming up with the U.S. government to police fake news and foreign elections for free? As American people, should we not realistically know that the federal government is paying Facebook for their time and their services? We're funding some employees to do this.
They're essentially part of the government now.
Well, this is what Patrick Wood talked about, technocracy.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Maybe the FBI is listening and they can answer this.
Or NSA.
Can a person be said to be calling for the overthrow of the United States government when, in fact, the government has already been overthrown?
Or when the government is overthrowing the Constitutional Republic.
No, I'm saying we don't have it anymore. It's gone. It's a criminal mafia in charge. They're ignoring the rule of law and then covering up each other's criminal activity to the extent that the FBI is aiding in this. So do we even have a government?
It's a banana republic. That's what they call this kind of government. A banana republic. Well, isn't this not an infuriating episode of the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal? God bless you guys for joining us. Let's be about truth. Let's speak truth daily and every minute. And we will see you guys again tomorrow.
Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America, America, I gave my best to you.